The John Daly Show, Healthcare.
Hi, folks. I want to reintroduce you to someone who has helped me and my healthcare. Dr. Elena George is an ear, nose, and throat specialist in Atlanta. She is outspoken about healthcare and Obamacare. She was on this show a year and a half ago telling me about the real solution to the healthcare woes, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare, of which I am now a member. Elena has gone even further to help you by writing a book.
The book is a long title, but it speaks to what the book's about. It's Big Medicine, the cost of corporate control, and how doctors and patients working together can rebuild a better system. And the reason I wrote the book is that I wanted patients and doctors to really understand where we came from. We talk a lot about how healthcare is broken, how the system needs to be revamped, but it got here for a particular reason. And I'm of that generation where we saw the whole thing unfold. So I know what it was like before all the managed care and the insurance power came into being. And I see where the Affordable Care Act is pushing us. And nobody's happy. Now that it's come online, it's pretty obvious that political decisions that were made are not going to fix health care. And unless we take our power back as doctors and patients, because we're the ones that the health care system should be working for. It's not the corporations, it's not the government, it's us. And until we decide that we're worthy and we are valuable, and we can make decisions for ourselves, the system won't get corrected. So the book's about teaching us where we've come from so we know where we need to go, and we can actually make conscious, rational decisions and not emotional ones that's really going to get us back on the right path, and we can once again afford to see our doctor. Our doctors will love seeing us again, and we can get better.
Yes, it's all about getting us healthier. And like me, she sees the destructive hand of special interests that are trying to destroy the system and the relationship between doctors and patients.
That's the main thing. I mean, you just have to look at who sat at the table in the preparation of the Affordable Care Act. And the two people missing were the doctor, the practicing physician, and the patient. They weren't nowhere to be seen. It was all about the other parts of the healthcare system. And I've spoken with a lot of colleagues, and one thing that really stood out is that the drivers of the healthcare delivery system now are the ones that they don't deliver healthcare. They don't do anything. They don't really have a value. They manage or they administer, but they're not sitting across from the patient, making life and death decisions, deciding how the patient's care should be given. They're never in that room, but they're telling us how we should think, how much it should cost, what we can't have, and I'm just done with that.
One way to be done with it is Liberty HealthShare.
Absolutely. It's all of you follow the money. That's my main mantra. If whoever controls the purse strings controls access, and if the patient controls their own pocketbook, they can make positive, rational decisions. And the book is designed to let them know what's out there, right? So Liberty HealthShare is one of the best kept secrets in healthcare delivery. It's allowed under the Affordable Care Act, which nobody knows. You won't have to pay a fine if you decide to go that path. You don't have third-party administrators who get to decide what's, quote, medically necessary. And the value of your service for your doctor, between your doctor, it's set in such a way that the doctor actually gets reimbursed for what they do. You know, I provide a service for my patient just as much as I take care of them. In order for me to do that, I need to stay open. And it's fair. I don't need to make $1 billion. No doctor does, but you don't want to eat cat food either, you know, honestly. And it puts a lot of pressure in the doctor-patient relationship, and it makes us adversarial, and that's not a recipe to get somebody better. What Liberty HealthShare does is it takes that pressure away. The patient no longer has to worry about whether they can make their copayment or the deductible. The doctor no longer has to worry about fighting for months, sometimes even years, to get paid a very small portion of what the value of the service was. And now we get rid of the middleman, we can start talking with each other and really getting to the meat of the situation and cut rid of all of this extra nonsense and just practice medicine the way it's supposed to be. And I think patients are hungry for it. I know physicians definitely are. And if we keep going the way we are, we're going to lose the best doctors. The patients won't get any healthier, and they're going to be on tons of medicine like we have now. More medicine is prescribed, and people are getting sicker, and they're paying more. So it's not working.
What is working is the choice that Liberty HealthShare gives you, including a new concierge doctor service that you can be a part of.
Well, we have the power of choice. So that's the beauty of Liberty HealthShare. You have the choice to choose it. If people want an Affordable Care Act, they should have it. But for those people who don't want it and want to actually control their health, then Liberty HealthShare is the avenue that's already there. You don't have to build it. It's there. And that's what the book is designed to do, is to let you know what's already out there. Direct pay practices are already out there. And by the way, Liberty HealthShare has a direct pay practice model or a tract where you can actually go to see one of these doctors and they'll help offset some of the expense. I mean, that's a great, great option that that patients can use that they may not know about. And if you control your bottom line, that's going to make you it's going to make you free, for one thing, and it's going to make you healthier because somebody won't be deciding whether you live or die. You will.
I urge you to pick up the book. Elena speaks a lot of common sense, not only from the head, but also from the heart.
Really excited. It's a labor of love, and it's all about education. I mean, I love what I do. I've never wanted to do anything else since I was a little child, and to have my profession just stolen from me, and all doctors, this is a way to try to educate people so that we can take our power back, be individuals as we were meant to be, and actually not be bankrupted in the process.
You can get the book Big Medicine on her website, which is drelaina, E-L-A-I-N-A, George.com. Or you can go on Kindle or Kobo. I urge you to read it. Thanks for listening. Talk to you next time.
For more on The John Daly Show, go to johndaly.tv.